Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
From Studio C.
See, Senior.
A dimly lit room deeper than the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. I keep backing off the mic because I want the music to be so loud in my head. It's a party. It's an entertainment party. We walk in the door, we got entertainment and information coming together in one giant ball of something for you.
Wow.
And today,
that sounds cool.
And today we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
Anti-Israel protesters. They're everywhere, swarming the streets, blocking traffic, blocking bridges, blocking airports. Time to start. I almost said something I'd regret. Time to arrest them, and peacefully, and then bring them to justice.
People on the Golden Gate Bridge were blocked for 5 hours yesterday. 5 hours sitting on a bridge, needing to go to work, the doctor, school, whatever. And your answer for that has always been...
Hurl them into the bay.
Toss them in the bay.
Yeah, we need to toss you off the road. As it happens, this particular road, there's no shoulder. There's just a probably deadly plunge down to the Pacific Ocean. So, enjoy the flight.
Well, actually, on the Golden Gate Bridge, you'd just land on that suicide barrier and I guess just sit there until help arrives or you get hungry.
Yeah, you know, you kind of took the fun out of my plan there, but you make a good point.
5 hours. That is, and the cops just standing there watching those protesters sit on the Golden Gate Bridge for 5 hours, interrupting millions of dollars of the commerce, or just, you don't even need to go there. You just don't get to change my day because of your political opinion like that. You just don't.
Many, many years ago, a DJ pulled a publicity stunt that happened to block traffic on the Bay Bridge, and he was prosecuted and fined heavily for that. You got to get every single one of these dopey, ignorant punks and bring the hammer down justice-wise. They act like brave revolutionaries in their keffiyehs and their face masks. All right, fine, great. Have them understand or have them meet the consequences which they pretend to be ready to meet. If you violate the law, you get prosecuted. It's very simple, Gavin. That's how you enforce the law.
I guess from what I understand, city leaders have decided in San Francisco and some other places around the country that, you know, these are part of our constituency, so let them be. But I can't imagine why the cops just weren't grabbing them by the arm and say, are you going to get it voluntarily and leave? Because if you're not, we're going to pick you up. And you just start hauling them off and putting them in trucks and taking them to jail. Of course, they don't take rapists to jail. So what, are you going to take a protester to jail?
I know. Well, that's how you get. It's like the broken windows policies in reverse. It's kind of a downward flowing lawlessness. If the would-be armed robber sees the armed rapist go free, he's going to rob away. And it filters on down to these, ignorant jackasses who've been, you know, indoctrinated by the teachers we allowed to teach them.
I almost hate to get off on the topic of their protests also, which I'm about to, but because this has happened several times in a row, and whether it's George Floyd or a vague amorphous animal rights something where you interrupt a basketball game, we just got to stop this. It's obviously crossed some sort of line. There's talk of a federal law that any protest, unpermitted protest that interrupts, I don't forget, commerce or whatever, and then you could, you know, expand that to mean a basketball game or a bridge or all kinds of different things. But there might have to be. I don't know. I don't know if that's the right way or do it. But it's crossed some sort of line that just whatever you're unhappy about, or it's not even that. Some of these animal rights protesters throwing paint on the Mona Lisa or whatever, you just want to be a rebellious youth. I don't even think you're that into your cause. I don't think you know it drives your life.
Oh, well, exactly. And because we have lowered the repercussions down to practically nothing for this, and there are also organizations funded by George Soros and Kamala Harris and others who bail these people out when they do get arrested, so they feel no personal repercussion, no actual cost. It's absolutely, I hate to even expend the oxygen to speak these words. If you remove any repercussions from bad actions, you will get more of those bad actions. Until it's just utterly rampant and people have had enough, then the pendulum will swing the other way, I hope, at some point. It needs to. Can you imagine the city of San Francisco, O'Hare Airport, New York, all blocked by a very small number of protesters, it's worth mentioning. It's not like there are 50,000 people blocking the Golden Gate Bridge. Was it even 50? I don't know.
Well, how about if you and I had blocked Golden Gate Bridge yesterday because we think our tax money is being wasted, which it is. Would the city or the media been all in favor of our proud stance on that political issue?
Would we have gotten not even a slap on the wrist for that? You know, if we were flying American flags and appealing to patriotism or liberty or the Constitution, we'd probably be rotting in jail right now.
A big anti-tax tax day protest would not have been met the same way. To the actual topic matter, and this is, you know, if you have to follow social media to have seen the ebb and flow of this, but on Twitter yesterday, there's lots of the protest stuff everywhere, whether it was New York or San Francisco or all over America, it was happening. And then you had this woman emerge from Iran. She's actually a lawyer. She's super crazy hot, like you have to be to get any attention on TikTok. But she's also really, really good and well-spoken. Talking about, hey, college kids, where were you when they were executing us as we protested in the streets because we didn't have to want to wear that headscarf on our head? Where were you when they were hanging men? We're going to play a little bit of it later. But, yeah, so where were the college students in the street with us young people here in Iran when we're protesting in the street and actually being rounded up and tortured and killed? You weren't in the streets. You weren't in the streets to help us. That's who you're protesting for. You're protesting for the people.
Yes.
That were imprisoning us college kids in Iran. So the college kids in Iran are protesting against the Iranian government. Our college kids are protesting for the Iranian government. That is a problem with our youth.
It's sick.
That is a serious problem with our youth.
This is what the progressive side has brought us. This is what they've taught our children, and we've allowed it.
I think and listening to this woman yesterday, who we'll play more of a little bit later, she kept referring to the Islamic Republic. That's what we need to say from now on instead of Iran, to make it just clear. Just like referring to the CCP as opposed to the Chinese people. It's the Iranian Republic that is the problem. And so all those college kids many of whom have disappeared and been tortured or killed, all those college kids protesting the Islamic Republic actually being brave, mm-hmm. and for them to have to see the college kids in the United States, the most influential country on earth, protesting on behalf of the Islamic Republic, how dare yes. you bomb, how dare you attack Iran, it's got to be really hard for them to wrap their heads around.
We've created a generation of monsters. It's not the entire generation, obviously. And we will suffer for our negligence.
Oh, absolutely.
We already are. It will get worse.
Oh, there'll be more of a price to pay in you know, voting for one thing. We should start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Tuesday, April 16th, the year 2024. Life will not be a bore in 24. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Let's begin then officially. According to FCC rules and regulations, leaping into action at Mark.
In New York City and the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, as pro-Palestine, anti-Israel protesters swarm both locations, blocking traffic and disrupting daily commutes.
It's interesting that they call it that, pro-Palestinian whatever, because the reason so many people in the streets yesterday is because they're concerned about the response of Israel to Iran after the attack on Saturday. That's what's driving this.
Right. They were purely anti-Israel protests, or arguably pro-Iran protest, pro-the Islamic Republic protest. If you have to remind me 30 times today to say the Islamic Republic instead of Iran, do it. I will not resent it.
That's a good distinction.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a lot more on that coming up. How does mailbag look?
Coming together. I have high hopes.
Do you have a thought on a federal law about the protesters? Is that something I shouldn't be in favor of as a semi-libertarian or what?
No, I don't like the idea of a federal law, just because I think like the Commerce Clause has been distorted and abused beyond recognition. I would much rather see the states take care of it harshly.
I mean, I'm sure
draconian measures.
I'm sure we've already got laws on the books that allow you to take somebody off the bridge if they're stopping traffic for 5 hours.
Reams of them, of course.
Yeah. And they're not being enforced, so I don't know why. I'm not sure a federal law would make any difference. Yeah, a lot on the way, and you can comment on this topic. Were you stuck in any of these traffic jams for hours yesterday? Couldn't go to work, couldn't take your kid to school, missed a doctor's appointment, whatever. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So, do you think you could be on the jury for the Trump trial? The Stormy Daniels hush money sex trial? Do you think you could be on the jury? We could go through a couple of questions. I thought all day long yesterday, I thought I could be on the jury. Then I heard one question and I thought I could not be on the jury. Not if I answered that question honestly. So they didn't get any jurors yesterday, but we'll hit you with those questions. See if you could be on the jury coming up a little later.
Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. That's my, you know, this website keeps doing something weird. You know, I haven't bought that ad the last 10 times you've shown it to me. I'm not going to buy now.
Speaking of federal laws, pop-up ads needs to be a federal law. I don't care if it violates any amendment, Second Amendment, Eighth, First, whatever. Pop-up ads need to be banned by the federal government. Point of a gun.
Yeah, let's go with, how about this one? Joseph Warren, one of the forgotten founding fathers. I'm really enjoying this, looking at some of the folks whose names are never mentioned in the founding era, and some of the things they said and the leadership roles they took.
If they had anything to say, I'd already know them.
All right, fine. If you weren't president or Ben Franklin, good luck being remembered. Is the essence of it.
Right.
Joseph Warren said, "Nevertheless, to the persecution and tyranny of his cruel ministry, we will not tamely submit. Appealing to heaven for the justice of our cause, we determine to die or be free."
Hey, college kids sitting on the bridge. You see, those dudes, and it was mostly dudes for a variety of reasons.
White dudes!
For a variety of reasons. But those dudes, when they said that sort of stuff out loud, knew that if they were caught, or if their side lost, they were actually going to be hung. It wasn't risk-free to be a revolutionary. You fake revolutionaries sitting on bridges across the country.
Right, and your keffiyehs and your masks. It's just pathetic. Here's your mailbag, huh? Drop us a note, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. Greg says, "To those who want to re-elect President Biden, I say, don't." That's kind of funny.
Mr. President, to Iran in this moment.
Don't.
Are American personnel and assets at risk, Mr. President?
So what is great about that clip from Friday when he said don't and was ignored again is that he's now saying don't to Israel. He said don't to Iran. They ignored him. Now he's saying don't to Israel and saying you need to listen to me. Don't.
At some point, wouldn't you think the humiliation of saying don't, like some tough guy, like when he ordered Corn Pop off the high dive or Corn Cob or whatever his name was. It just, after he's defied over and over again saying, don't.
Like,
you'd think just the sheer humiliation of it right. would make him stop doing it.
Right, like the fifth time your wife's headed out the door to go meet some guy at a hotel. I got a message for you. Don't. And she walks out the door and closes it again. He's like, wouldn't you? At some point.
You got to change your act. To that end, JT in Livermore writes, people say that Biden is overly cautious, i.e. a chicken ass, and that he's always worried about escalation. Except I've noticed something. Biden's fear of escalation is always against the U.S. and the right. U.S. interests and allies.
Right. Yes. Yes. The other side gets to escalate AF.
Wow, that's eloquent. And actually, JT digs into the history books. Biden opposed Reagan's missile defense efforts. Biden opposed taking out Osama bin Laden. Biden slow-walked advanced equipment to Ukraine, always citing he was afraid that it'd be escalatory. Biden's cabinet officials started pushing for a ceasefire by Israel within 2 days of October 7th. Within 2 days, Anthony Blinken was saying, we need a ceasefire. Even before the Islamic Republic's missiles were done flying, Biden was on the phone with Netanyahu, urging him not to escalate and to take the win. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I continue to say it's not, I think it's not an easy call on this. Do you take the win? I mean, I've been reading a lot about it from a lot of smart people. It's a hell of an interesting question. It's also one of those that could be looked at throughout history for 100 years. People could be talking about this decision to take the win like they talk about Neville Chamberlain and Hitler, depending on right. how things go.
Yeah, yeah. The P.S. from JT I like, too. President Carter once said of Obama's foreign policy that he couldn't think of a single country in which the U.S. had a better relationship under Obama's foreign policy than before Obama. I would say that's true of Biden as well. Certainly, Maybe, well, no, it's complicated when you talk about NATO, but yeah, complete lack of leadership. And people look to the U.S. for leadership, not dithering.
Oh,
I like this.
I'm sorry. I'll save this for later. I don't need it. I don't need to interrupt your flow. You got flow going, mad flow, like you're a rapper.
It was rude. It was hurtful. Disgusting. Timothy writes, good morning, all. Regarding Iran's attack on Israel, one aspect I've not heard much about is how motivated the Israeli government is to hit key structures inside of the Islamic Republic, specifically their nuclear weapons development sites. Considering Jack's analogy, which he lays out here, if your crazy neighbor shoots you in the chest and it turns out your bulletproof vests stop you from dying, would you shoot back? Well, add on to the fact that this same neighbor has been assembling a large cannon pointed at your house for the past several months. Maybe you weren't going to proactively destroy the cannon, but now that he's given you an excuse, wouldn't you go ahead and blow up the cannon before he has a chance to shoot it at you? And obviously, he's talking about nuclear weapons
sites.
Well,
right, and I keep mentioning, I just finished reading this Menachem Begin book, and he is the Israeli prime minister that pulled the trigger, more or less literally, on blowing up Iraq's nuclear facilities when they were getting close to a bomb. World condemnation, condemnation from Ronald Reagan about that. But years later, everybody agrees that was the right thing for Israel to do, and it was a good thing for the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A couple more notes I could squeeze in, but it would be frantic and unsatisfying, so I shall not.
Caitlin Clark's first year salary in the WNBA is going to be $97,000 a year.
Woo! Women's sports, now the equal of men's. Oh, sorry.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
In court, the former president sitting stern-faced as jury selection began. More than half the potential jurors signaling they could not be fair and impartial. About a dozen other people were excused for other reasons. The ones that were left were then called to the jury box to answer one by one a 7-page questionnaire. By the end of the day, not a single juror had been seated. The judge has set aside 2 weeks for all of this, and then once the testimony gets underway, the trial could last 6 weeks.
A 7-page questionnaire. How I have only made it far enough once to be in the room and questioned, and then I got booted off for my attitudes, which I could talk about or not, but you have made it all the way to being on a jury. How common is that to not see a single person in a day?
Yeah, I'm trying to this case is sure, different in a lot of ways. I'm trying to remember how it unfolded
in what
yesterday.
Way is this one different? The fact that the accused is the most famous person who's ever lived?
Well, that's one of the factors I'm taking into consideration. No, I'm just the only reason. It's very odd that you wouldn't see the single juror. I'm just thinking about the process because the judge had some main screening questions that Aaron Katursky was talking about, and after that screening, then they filled out the 7-pager. So it could just be that took so damn much time they didn't really get a chance to get underway.
Do I have to fill all of this out?
That'd be my question. Then they'd boot me off for that.
You're too lazy.
I did a really long one once for a jury, too. I can't even remember what the case was.
So one of the expert pieces of analysis that I looked at said this is going to take a very long time, first of all. And how quickly after the jury is seated does the media identify jurors who might be holdouts for Trump? And how quickly does some irresponsible news organization cross a line on identification that gets the juror kicked off the case, which Trump will not like, obviously. But, yeah, I could see that happening. If there's any hint of a juror leaning toward Trump, somehow somebody gets a little info out about that person. That wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Wow. In this era of the resistance. Because, you know, so the Joe and Mikas of the world from Morning Joe and the Madonnas and Katy Perry's and all of your talking heads on the news, they can't wait to fire up the resistance again.
Right. So all day
they
long.
They act like they're part of the French, you know, resistance during World War II for marching in Washington, D.C. saying, "I hate Trump and wearing a pink hat, please."
And a majority of Americans prefer Trump's policies on like every topic, which is interesting.
Yeah.
By a lot. It's not even close. Yet it's a tie. Why? Because his personality is so off-putting to so many people. That's just a fact. Whether you agree with it or not. So the one question that everybody was talking about all day long that got the most attention was just the... Do you think you can be open-minded and unbiased toward Trump? And a bunch of people said they couldn't. To their credit, mm-hmm. Good for them. I also thought it was interesting the number of people who apparently seemed starstruck, according to media people in there. Yeah, I mean, Joe and I, with our job, luckily or not, I don't even know what that would mean, have met many celebrities. I've met many celebrities in my life. But I remember the first time I ever met a celebrity, I was awestruck. I had never seen anybody I'd ever seen on the TV in real life before. And it was stunning to me. And it's like, wow, you look just like you do on TV. You sound just like you do on TV, which is embarrassing to repeat. But that's what I thought at the time. but how many of those people in this room have never seen a celebrity in person? And then you got the biggest celebrity going, Donald flipping Trump, like 10 feet in front of you. Well, it'd be hard to not have some reaction to that.
Well, sure. I don't care how cynical or world weary you are. If you're 15 feet away from Donald J. Trump, it's damned amusing. I mean, you just be thinking, this is crazy.
Well,
look at that.
It's damned whatever you might have already had exaggerated. So if you were disgusted by him seeing in person, you're probably like, there he is. There's the face of evil. Or if you kind of dig his act and think he's hilarious, think, oh, my God, that's him. But either one of those emotions is probably not good for being a juror.
Right. Right.
Juror.
Although you would hope if you're a grown adult that you would be able to get past that and weigh the facts. Now, getting back to the jury screening, need to point out that the question, can you be fair and impartial? A lot of people just want to get out of jury duty,
right,
which usually I condemn because it is a sacred duty in our system of justice. But this trial is going to stretch on for weeks and weeks. And so I could totally see people think, wait a minute, all I have to do is answer no to this question. I'm out. I'm out.
But so I heard the question of could you be fair and impartial to Donald Trump? Yes, I could be. I have followed him very, very closely since he came down the escalator. I've been in the same room with him, but I think I could be fair and impartial. This question, though, I don't think I can answer. I can't answer a yes. I don't think I can. I don't think you can either, but maybe you say you can.
All right.
Do you have any strong opinions or strongly held beliefs already about Donald Trump? I do have strongly held beliefs about Donald Trump.
Oh,
I do.
Yeah. I could list you a dozen.
I do have strongly held beliefs about Donald Trump. I do. Whether they would influence, I suppose it'd be a lie to say you know they wouldn't influence the way you look at the thing, but I have strongly held beliefs about Trump. And the problem with that is if you already have beliefs, then the defense has got to move you, or depending on which direction the beliefs are, has got to move you off of those.
Right, or they usually, in my experience, having been grilled several times on juries, the judge will say you have strongly held beliefs. Do you think you could look past those beliefs and just judge the case on its facts, blah, blah, blah? And the lawyers on both sides are listening very carefully to your answer and might bong you or not. Well, based on, you know, your answer.
Say my strongly held belief was this. Now, I'm just using this as an example. My strongly held belief that Donald Trump does not care about law or morality at all. He does whatever best suits him. Now, if that is my strongly held belief, I can say, but I think I can be impartial. But still, that's where I'm coming from, and you got to move me off of that.
I'm the defense attorney. You're gone.
Right.
I'm not going to spend 2 seconds trying to get you off of that belief. Too dangerous. You're gone. We got lots of folks here. Goodbye. Thanks for coming.
Right. Yeah. So in terms of where other people are, this is interesting. A new poll out from AP. The first criminal trial facing President Donald Trump is the one in which Americans are the least convinced he committed a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Only about 1/3 of adults say Trump did something illegal in the hush money case. Where close to half think he did something illegal in the other 3 criminal cases pending against him. Of course, none of those are going to make it. It doesn't look like before the election.
Well, and even those folks who think that he did something illegal, it is utterly inconsequential.
Well,
Ruth Marcus in the New York Times is trying to whip it up that it was somehow significant. She's a fine and talented writer, but man, she's trying to build a cake with half a teaspoon of flour. I mean, good luck.
Well, then, but listen to this number out of the same poll, and I just don't believe it, but maybe I just don't want to believe it. Half of Americans would consider Trump unfit to serve if he's convicted of falsifying business documents to cover up hush money payments. Really? Of all the things going on in all of politics with every politician, and the fact that, geez, president after president has gotten dinged. Was almost $1 million fine for falsifying various documents and election stuff.
Campaign finance.
Really?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. With the Biden, Hunter Biden influence peddling scheme all over the globe and the rest of it. No. Trump claimed that NDA payments were legal fees. We can't have that monster in the White House. Yeah, I don't believe it.
Now, that might be the half of Americans who would you vote for Trump if he didn't falsify. No, I still wouldn't vote for him. Well, okay, then what's the point of this question?
Right.
So, I don't know. I think these things have to happen before you know how people are going to react to it. Because you're going to see the trial or not see it, but hear about it and some of the participants involved, and you're going to have opinions about whether that was fair or not. And so to predict how you're going to react to a verdict now, I just don't think makes sense.
And if I were part of the resistance and was just determined to keep Trump out of the White House with lawfare, which is clearly happening, all these different cases, each happening this year, if it turned out, if the chips fell such that, let the chips fall. Is that like gambling chips or potato chips or what? It's got to be a gambling reference, right?
Let the chips fall where they may. What does that mean?
But you got to put the chips in the middle.
But what gambling
do you
know
where the chips? It's not like you throw the chips they land on a.
The chips are the money, so it's the money.
Right.
They're not the game.
Where is that expression from?
I don't know.
Huh. Anyway, where was I? Oh, if I'm part of the resistance and I'm determined to keep Trump out of the White House through lawfare, which, again, I believe is happening, even though some of the cases he did bad stuff and he'll probably get hammered for it, at least in popular opinion. But anyway, if it unfolded that this trial was first out of the gate, I'd abandon the whole strategy. I'd say, no, it can't work now. It was a great idea trying to prosecute him out of the White House and to charge him with things people normally don't get charged with and the rest of it. But no, this is not going to work now.
Well,
the case is so flimsy.
If one of the questions they ask me as a potential juror is, do you think this case was brought as an attempt to damage Donald Trump's presidential chances? I would say, yeah, absolutely.
You're right. The only way I stay on this jury is if I lie under oath.
Right. Nope, I have no strongly held beliefs. Not a one.
Well, and you end up in a situation, and this has been said many times in the past for these high-profile cases, but you end up with a jury full of people who either, A, live under a rock, right, or B, just returned from Mars.
Right. The next the questions
popular
would have
expressions
be,
go, yeah.
The next question would be, so you have no strongly held beliefs about Donald Trump? Correct. Have you ever ridden in a car? Do you own a pair of shoes? What other questions could I ask? Well,
can you name two American states?
Do you know your own name? How do you not have any nice belief? I mean, that's just impossible.
Point to your arm. Now point to your leg. Okay.
Right. Okay. Any thoughts on that? Text line 415-295-KFTC. And we've got Katie's headlines next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We are proud to be on radio stations all across the country, including beautiful Eugene, Oregon. We got this text. They blocked I-5 in Eugene. Also, is definitely coordinated. Yeah, that was pretty impressive, the way they coordinated it all around the country, big cities and small, to have those protests yesterday. I assume that it's a reaction to Israel's threat.
Israel defending itself?
Yeah, Israel defending itself.
Yeah, I know. These people are idiots. They're the fifth column. They're enemies within.
We got a lot
more. I mean, a lot of them are stupid kids, but anyway.
We got a lot more coverage on that whole story, because it's interesting, some of the things they said, and a response from a woman from Iran who's very disappointed with our youth. She's a youth in Iran. She's disappointed with our youth.
I can't wait to get to that. The origin of the phrase, let the chips fall where they may, is given by most online sources as dating back to the 1700s and 1800s, where the phrase is assumed to come from the practice of chipping wood. While the meaning of the phrase is figurative, it originated from literal wood chips, which would fly about the place with no control from the person doing it.
It's fascinating how many sayings hang on for so long, get used regularly. We don't have any idea what they mean. They don't make much sense. There's lots of them like that.
Well, I know what they mean. I don't know their origin.
Well, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Which is why it's so idiotic that, the origin 375 years ago was racist. Well, it's not now. It doesn't matter. The metaphorical meaning is the only meaning that exists.
But there's lots of clever people. We don't need to hang on to a wood chip reference for we'll let things unfold however they do. for hundreds of years. Just for the hell of it.
So you're just going to throw away the great traditions of our language for what you're going to put on a kafi and block the Golden Gate Bridge next? You're just going to chuck the time-honored expressions of the English language because you don't like them? Go march with the idiots.
I think it's time for a new one. I'll work on that today.
Wow, great. Hey, let's figure out who's reporting what. It's the lead story with Katie Green.
Thank you, guys. From ABC News, U.S. to Israel. If you strike back at Iran, you'll do it alone.
Yeah, I love the fact that we're saying don't to one of our closest allies. Don't.
Biden is terrible. He gets an F minus. Is that a thing for foreign policy? He's unspeakably terrible. He is a steaming pot. I should stop now. Katie, back to you.
Well, that bad at Kevcare.
From NBC News. You. Trump's New York hush money trial continues after sleepy start to jury selection.
Yeah, Trump nodded off at one point. I don't blame him. I would, too.
It's boring.
From Bloomberg, American air pilots cite, quote, significant jump in safety issues. This is coming from the Allied Pilots Association. They're citing problematic trends, including instances of tools like a hammer being left in an airplane wheel well.
I don't want that falling on my head.
That's interesting. I'd like to make some pronouncement about how that proves society's going to hell, but I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. Just a declining of standards among workers?
Remember the other day when I was talking about how I saw a guy chucking bags in a way I'd never seen before? Just throwing them? I wonder if there is just some sort of sliding, I don't care anymore thing going on. Is it just the airline industry? Is it other industries? I don't know. This is very anecdotal. But
yeah, we and others have discussed how it used to be you had maybe one or two jobs in your entire career. You worked for one or two companies. They were loyal to you. You were loyal to them. It's gone away, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's going to lead somewhere. I mean, that will have effects.
From Breitbart.com. Gee, thanks, Zuck. Instagram promises to blur out nude pictures sent to minors.
Oof.
They're saying this is a new, quote, safety feature.
Well, I hope they're successful.
Don't let your kid on social media.
Yeah. From USA Today, Best Buy cuts workforce, including Geek Squad, looks to AI for customer service.
Oh, wow. I hate to hear that. I pay for that extra membership at Best Buy, and it's very nice.
That reminds me. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
You get all the help from the Geek Squad people and stuff like that, and they're fantastic. But so they're going to cut back on that and go with the... Did you say computer? No. I said printer. Connecting you with computer help. I hate you!
We didn't get to the story the other day, but it was about how you're getting a fried chicken at a KFC in New York. You're ordering from a helper who's on screen, and they're in the Philippines.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you got like a third world call center there at the counter.
Wow.
From the New York Post, Gen Z's love of anti-aging straws leaves experts scratching their heads.
Okay, obviously our question is, what is an anti-aging straw?
So picture a straw coming out of a cup.
Gotcha.
Bend it slightly sideways.
Nice big dumb cup you got there.
Thank you, it's a knockoff.
Okay.
Bend it slightly sideways and then poke a little hole in the straw and drink it at a horizontal angle rather than through the top.
And what does that
because
do for
it
you?
Prevents wrinkle lines.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding.
That's hilarious. Oh, boy. Young people have too much time.
And finally, the Babylon Bee. Rashida Tlaib condemns violence against innocent Iranian missiles.
Yes, that's close to what was the protests were yesterday. Wrinkle lines from using a straw. So you suck through a hole in the side of the straw.
With your head kind of sideways. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You look great.
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep.
You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.